Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show.
Well, yes, and you know, every once in a while we like to review what we're doing with Conscious Talk and what you think about it and, you know, where we're going. And for years we've been bringing you what we consider some new thought, and we're constantly looking for that. And this year is no different. We're starting to go down some different directions with sponsors. We have discovered some new things that have been very helpful in our lives, and we hope that you will really take it to heart and find that they are also helpful in your life.
Yes, and we'll be bringing some of that to you in the days and weeks and months ahead. We're always looking at, right, like Rob says, right at the edge of consciousness, the new things that are out there, things that are real, that are authentic, that really make a difference in your life. And if they make a difference in our life, then we know they will make a difference in your life. And that's why we test them out, whether it's products or we talk to people, new ideas, new thought, however that comes across, we really take it to heart and take it in.
Yeah, the thing that's been most important to us has been discovering that spiritual rudder, what's going on in that internal landscape. And so we continue to search for those things that keep us steady, those things that allow us to see who we really are. And so along with the new, there is some old. There is the down-to-earth spirituality, which we do. There are a few regulars that we've had on over the years. And I think that they help us hold that continuity and keep up the exploration. It's great to have mentors that keep reminding us of who we are and how we find out who that person is.
And what we have found out over the years with ourselves, our clients, and you, our listening audience, it is consistency that makes the difference. Practice, practice, practice. Be consistent in what you are doing in a spiritual sense, and it builds upon itself, and it becomes something that is not only secondary in your life, but now your way of life, and that's what makes life worth living.
And so we thank you if you listen to our live broadcast, whether you go into our archives or our podcast on Podcast One or iTunes, however you catch the show, because we have another one coming up right now.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So do you find that you often disagree or even fight with your significant other because of your differences? Well, what if you could change that situation and improve your relationship while maintaining who you are? Well, we'll talk to psychologist and relationship consultant James Creighton for the approach that works for him. He's the author of Loving Through Your Differences. Maybe that opposites attract thing has something to it. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of. People that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others. People that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together one listener at a time. That listener is you.
Well, our special guest today is James Creighton. He's the author of Loving Through Our Differences and several other books. He's worked with couples and conducted communications training for nearly 50 years around the world. His website, although we will put it up so that you know how to get in touch, is jamesl.creighton.com. Jim, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Good to be with you today.
Well, good to have you. So your book, Loving Through Your Differences, is, you know, an interesting title. What inspired you to write a book about people's differences and loving through them?
Well, almost all couples fight some. Some couples fight rarely, some couples fight a lot. And my wife and I, married 53 years, have probably at the fight a lot end of the scale. And so I've spent a lot of my adult life trying to find out what I can do to keep disagreements from escalating into bad fights and so on. So I guess you'd call this a summary of the first 53 years.
I guess you must be doing something right, because the subtitle of the book is Building Strong Relationships from Separate Realities. And what you're saying is that you fought a lot, but you've been together for 50 years. So what are the separate realities?
Well, one of the things my wife and I discovered early on is that we were getting into a lot of arguments where I was trying to convince her that she should feel the same way about situations that I do. Hmm. And we were both trying to convince each other that our version of reality was right. And it finally dawned on us that the truth was each person is a walking, talking, individual reality of their own. Nobody else has exactly the same set of experience and training and learning and so forth. And the result, nobody interprets the situation exactly the same way you do. And that the name of the game is to understand each other's reality, to try to work towards a shared reality, but not to get into fights about whose reality is right.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're actually going beyond a men from Mars kind of approach, because you're talking about everyone is individual.
Yes. I don't think, men are very different. Some men are very different from other men. Some women are very different from other women. I believe these individual realities are in fact that individual. Mm-hmm. My wife and I go to a movie. I enjoy the movie, and she's bored out of her gourd. And afterwards, she doesn't like car chases particularly. Afterwards, we start sharing about the movie, and if I say that was a great movie, she's going to start reacting, and pretty soon you can escalate to the point that she's talking about only people who were adolescent could enjoy that movie. The truth of it is that I felt bored. I mean, I felt excited, and she felt bored. It's absolutely true that we felt those things. That's what I mean by an individual reality. That mm-hmm. What that movie meant to me is different than what it meant to her and to anybody else who saw it and so forth. Mm-hmm. Now, part of it is that we're changing the image of what it causes feelings from feelings are caused solely by the external event, and we're saying that that external event is always interpreted by the perceiver, even though that may be almost an instantaneous interpretation. And feelings are a function of both the external event and the interpretation you give to that event.
Mm-hmm. So where you're going with this too, I think, James, that I see is that you're helping to eliminate the judgment that comes with disagreeing. In other words, she felt bored by the car chases and you felt excited. And you could have actually agreed to disagree right there and be on your way. But instead, what you learned was she felt bored because she feels that people that like car chases maybe are a bit immature, which, again, is maybe her experience, but also a judgment upon the fact that you were feeling differently, correct?
That's right, and it makes a huge difference whether we communicate in feelings or in judgments. In other mm-hmm. words, if I say, boy, I really thought that was fun, mm-hmm. She's free to say, oh, I was bored to tears, and we're both accurate.
Yes.
It doesn't contradict. The minute I say that was a great film, and she's saying an adolescent film, those two judgments contradict, and you're off and running.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's interesting that you make the distinction where you bring emotionality into it, that you're talking about an emotional reality as opposed to what we...
A subjective.
Yeah.
Yeah, subjective. Yeah.
Or an objective versus objective reality.
Well, because what we call objective isn't really.
Right.
Rooted in the emotions and so forth. But it's also that if you try to do it from a judgmental point of view, what you will get is judgments that contradict each other, that fight with each other, that get you set up so that you think of the other person as a bad person for feeling the way they do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's not really us fighting, it's our judgments. That's kind of interesting.
But you're also talking about an ego structure there, because it is the ego that wants to be right. So what you're saying, James, just so our audience is clear, this is not about being right. This is about your actual feelings, correct?
Yes, in a way, I'm saying there is no such thing as right.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an experience that you have, and that's real. And nobody expects you to give up your experience in order to live with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yes.
So one of the things that we've been saying for years is that everything is for us. Positive experiences, negative experience, etc. And you kind of touch in that direction where you were talking about encouraging couples to use their differences as teachers. Can you explain a little bit about that?
Well, it's possible for couples to learn a lot when they start sharing what causes them to feel the way they do. I got an example. A couple wanted to buy a new car. He was born and raised in an immigrant family where showing people that they had arrived was a very important thing, that they had somehow made it, and that rough start. She, on the other hand, was raised in a working class family where it just wasn't done to be above other people. She'd already pushed the limits by going to college and so forth. And when he wanted to buy a Mercedes, she was uncomfortable even riding in a Mercedes and so on. That she thought it was pretentious and putting herself above other people and so on. Now, when they start to share, they can both learn a great deal about themselves. She finds out, whoops, I have all kinds of rules about what I can't do because it violates some person's definition of what my kind of people should be. He, on the other hand, could find that he's being driven by this need to prove himself all the time and to demonstrate to the world that he's a success. And he may find that very limiting and tiresome and so forth. So they both can learn quite a bit and may, in fact, be able to arrive at a common understanding which they can both share.
Mm-hmm. It makes really good sense, James, to look at it from that perspective. The book is Loving Through Your Differences, Building Strong Relationships from Separate Realities. It's by James Crichton. And it's James Crichton, James L. Crichton, CRIGHTON.com. And we'll certainly get that up on our guest page. Don't worry about that. We have a lot more to go with James, asking him a lot more questions. Again, Loving Through Your Differences. You're listening to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference. And we'll be back right after these messages.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making Clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol. Available at Walmart, CVS, Whole Foods, Rite Aid, and everywhere else. Or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Now go wash your nose.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Just because it's simple doesn't mean it's insignificant.
Love the blooming flowers and trees, but challenged by the pollen? Help ease seasonal issues like sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes by supporting a healthy immune response right at the source, your digestive tract. Your immune system and digestive tract are completely integrated systems in your body. If your immune system views pollen as a dangerous invader, it can incite all those unpleasant sensitivities. Over 70% of your immune cells reside in your gut, and they all depend on a healthy probiotic population to stay in balance and function at their peak. Dr. Fred Pescatore, a New York City physician and best-selling author on allergies, names Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal sensitivities. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, backed by over 35 years of research, is the help your immune system needs. Try it for yourself and enjoy the outdoors again. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
An alternative to everything else on your radio dial. Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and as always, so glad to have you on board. ConsciousTalk.net is the website. And please, every guest has a guest page, so check them out by putting their name in the search engine and finding their page and all the information you need. I'm Rob Spears.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and today we're here with James Creighton. His book is Loving Through Your Differences, and it's Building Strong Relationships from Separate Realities. So, James, you encourage couples to be problem solvers. And one of the ways that you do that is for the couples to agree that they have a problem. They have a problem, not that one or the other has a problem or is the problem. Why is that so important? How does that work?
Well, it's kind of the same thing we were talking about before, of where you accuse the other person of being wrong for having an emotional reality that's different than yours. The same thing is when there's a problem, if you see the other person as the cause of the problem, then there are two adversaries trying to solve a problem, and two adversaries are suspicious of each other and interpret everything in light of some negative judgments they have about the other person, so forth and so on. What we want to do is to get to the point where we can drop all of that stuff about the other person's not an okay person, and instead start on the assumption both people are okay people who are just working together to solve a problem and get rid of all of the judgment that they should be somehow different than they are.
Mm-hmm. Does this have anything to do with beliefs? You know, we have these...
Oh, it has everything to do with beliefs.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is that we interpret everything in terms of a particular frame or a set of beliefs and attitudes and so forth and so on. A little example. Friend John likes to go hunting with the guys every now and then. And when he gets home, his wife starts in with all kinds of very probing questions that he interprets as she's suspicious of him and doesn't trust him and so forth and so on. He gets very defensive and angry, and they get in a very bad place. His belief is she doesn't trust him, she's suspicious of him, so forth and so on. When we worked on it for a while, we realized that there was another possible frame, which is her behavior could just as easily be interpreted as she's feeling insecure and mm-hmm. not knowing whether she's loved or not.
Mm-hmm.
And that would lead to a whole different set of behaviors on his part than that she's suspicious and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, when he began to change his behavior so that he reassured her and made sure that she knew he cared for her and so forth, a lot of the behaviors that he found troubling went away because it was really about her feeling insecure.
Mm-hmm.
So it was his frame initially that she was judging him and suspicious of him and so forth and so on, was causing him to react in certain ways, which in fact cued her, and then she reacted in certain ways, and around and around they went.
Wouldn't you be encouraging her to also take a look at her insecurity and begin change that too?
The whole idea is that the couples use this as an opportunity for both of them to learn about how their frames limit them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Well, obviously one of the big frames is trust. And another one is, and Brenda's brought this up, and I hadn't necessarily understood it always as a man, but feeling safe in conversations or just mm-hmm. feeling safe in general. And sometimes the way we communicate makes people feel unsafe. So does that come up?
Oh, absolutely. The kind of sharing that we're talking about here, where both couples are exploring what their hidden frames are, that doesn't take place unless you feel safe enough that you can share with somebody else without feeling you're going to be attacked and so on.
Mm-hmm.
So some of it is what we talked about before and how you communicate your feelings. So you communicate feelings rather than judgment. But it's also how you listen. Most of us listen just to get our own answers ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the result is that people feel judged, put down, contradicted, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And the truth is that resistance breeds resistance. So if I resisting what you're feeling, you're going to justify that feeling, and then I will justify my feeling, and back and forth we go. So that how you listen makes a great deal of difference. Now, in the book, I talk about two kinds of listening. One kind of listening is a skill called active listening, and it's summarizing in your own words what you understand the other person to be feeling and thinking, and checking it out with them. I find it's a wonderful skill and very valuable in life generally, but I also find that couples, because they're so close and they know each other's hot spots and so forth, sometimes just can't listen that way. You haven't got room inside to hear what the other person's saying. So we use another kind of listening, which we call 5-minute rule. And either one of us can say five-minute rule, and we stop whatever we're doing all we talk about is who goes first, and if you can't agree on that, flip a coin. And then one person gets 5 minutes to say whatever he or she wants, and then the other person gets 5 minutes. And why it works is instead of every 20 seconds somebody contradicting you, you can get everything out and so on. And in fact, the emotional heat usually goes out. I find about 4 minutes when I'm even beginning to bore myself.
But I see where you're going with that, is that you're giving them the time to not only communicate, but to allow the feelings to come up and come through so there's not such a big emotional charge around the issue. Is that it?
Well, there's no resist. You're not resisting.
Sometimes change. Yeah. I've certainly had the experience of getting into an argument or a fight or something, and I think I feel one thing. And when I really get it out, I find I was feeling something entirely different. Mm-hmm. And what I was putting out at first was kind of defensiveness, attack, protection, so forth and so on, rather than getting at what was really disturbing me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I think it's often difficult, in those kinds of communications to put yourself in the other person's shoes. But that's, in a way, that's one of the things that you're saying, because you would like us to look for positive good in what the other person's saying, even if we don't agree with them. That's sometimes difficult.
Yeah, because what usually happens is if we're having a discussion about child rearing and one person wants to be very protective and the other person wants the child to be free, having a child be safe is positive good. Having a child be free and spontaneous is a positive good. And rather than seeing the other person as opposing what you want, you look at what it is that they're trying to protect. So one partner might be trying to protect safety, and the other partner might be protect freedom and spontaneity and so forth. So the idea is to look at what the other partner is for, rather than seeing them as an opponent who's opposing what you stand for.
Mm-hmm. It kind of goes back to what, Rob said in the first segment, that we on the show talk about everything is for us. Everything. We live in a benevolent universe. We just don't take that perspective to it quite often. And you just proved that point by saying, the example of the child, one parent wanting the child to be safe and wanting to defend the fact that they want that child to be safe, and they go about it in different ways. And the other parent wanting the child to be safe as well, but also wanting the child to have freedom and spontaneity, and where the other partner might think that is unsafe. And so it's coming to that, what are you for? What's for the highest and best for the child?
Well, you can't get to a compromise or a solution unless you actually know what you're for.
Yeah.
And often we get confused by the argument.
Yeah, we stand in what we're,
what we don't want
or what we're against, and try to prove it from that perspective. And like your book says, coming from that place is just breeds more resistance and more defensiveness and more criticism and more judgment, as opposed to really getting to the heart of the matter and realizing you kind of both want the same thing. You just come about it a little differently, correct?
Yes, people balance these positive goods out differently. So one may put a little bit more weight on safety, one may put a little more weight on freedom, but actually you'll find out both of them want both goods for their kids.
Yeah.
It's a great way of looking at it, and it's a great way of coming at it, folks. That old saying, what you resist persist, is absolutely the truth. It really is. Well, we're here with James Creighton. The book is Loving Through Your Differences, Building Strong Relationships from Separate Realities. And he's not talking beliefs here, but it enters into the picture. We have a lot more to come from James. Stay tuned. We'll be back after these messages.
Got indigestion, gas, bloating? Your symptoms could be caused by an imbalance of the good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract. Stress, fast food, x-rays, antibiotics, they are all a part of modern life. They can decrease your good intestinal bacteria, leading to a rise of bad bacteria and then digestive distress. Make 2019 the year you tackle your digestive concerns head on. Rebuild your good intestinal bacteria with Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, a worldwide leader in probiotic health for over 30 years. Taken daily, Dr. O'Hara's will help improve your digestive well-being. And for sudden upper digestive distress, chew a capsule or two. The enzymes and postbiotic metabolites only found in Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics will help you feel better. Look for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics at Vitamin Shop, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Get your digestion under control today.
Would you like to have a better flow of money in your life? Or would you like more inspiration and creative ideas? How about having your body return to its natural, healthy size and condition? Why not travel to the realm of the masters? You can do all of these while enjoying a relaxing, powerful, guided, meditative journey designed and led by me, Krista Gibson, publisher of New Spirit Journal. Guided meditative journeys can be a very powerful and effective way to improve your life. While you relax for about 20 minutes, you're led through an adventure in consciousness where you use your imagination and feelings to experience a greater connection to the answers you seek. Sometimes you meet and hear from guides or angels while listening to waves, a stream, or rain and thunder. Available as immediate MP3 downloads to your computer, these journeys could be your next step. Visit anoasisforyoursoul.com. That's anoasisforyoursoul.com.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where meditation is our medication.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven PowerPH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Millions just like you suffer from urinary conditions like overactive bladder, urgency, frequency, and infection. You want to avoid antibiotics and go natural, but you just can't drink the amount of cranberry needed to move the problem on. Urinary tract rescue with BioPH is the perfect solution. This formula combines the concentrated phytochemicals of cranberry with BioPH, a highly alkalizing ingredient. Urinary tract rescue repels urinary infections in two ways. The concentrated phytochemicals in the cranberry help prevent bacteria from clinging to tissue, while BioPH increases the bioavailability of cranberry and reduces the acid level in urine that irritates the tissue and allows for infection in the first place. Stop suffering. Rescue yourself with Urinary Tract Rescue. You'll find Urinary Tract Rescue at Vitamin Life in Redmond or online at vitaminlife.com. For more information, go to powersofph.com.
Seattle, Tacoma, Antwerp. That's right. We're streamed worldwide on our app and on the web at 1150kknw.com.
And welcome back, folks. Thanks for being here today with us on Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And hopefully this kind of radio is making a difference in your life. But I will say this, the only way it can is that you take all the tools that are offered up, choose the ones that work best for you, use them. In other words, practice. That way, things will begin to change. That is a guarantee. I'm Brenda Michaels.
And I'm Rob Spears. And we're here with James L. Creighton. I should call him Dr. Creighton because he does have a PhD. But at any rate, we're talking about his book, Loving Through Your Differences, Building Strong Relationships from Separate Realities. And I think we've established that we all do have separate realities. And if we're going to get along, we need to figure out how to love through them.
So James, I have a question for you. How long did it take you and your wife to get on the same page using these methods?
We're still working on it. It's 53 years, and I guess we're going to make it.
Yep. But,
it's still hard work.
Yeah.
And you just mentioned about you have to use the tools. You can't just know about it.
And right.
Two of the things I'm talking about too
mm-hmm.
is knowing about them doesn't buy you too much. You've got to practice them, learn them, integrate them, make them yours.
Yes, and it's so much the truth. So when are you taking this to the White House and Congress? That's what we want to know. No comment?
That's a tough one.
Yeah, that's a tough one, yeah.
Well, look, over the years we have talked about the power of reframing things. So maybe you would explain how that would apply in this situation.
I'd rather not do the political one because...
No, that's not what he means.
In the situation of a personal relationship, your wife or whatever.
Yeah.
As I mentioned before, we have the couple with the car, and he frames the purchase of a car as being an opportunity to demonstrate to the world that he's arrived. She sees the car as being a symbol of still being working class, still being one of the people, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And as long as they frame that, they're going to have a problem. One or the other of them is going to need to move their frame. An example of framing, actually, is there's a in Stephen Covey in his Seven Habits of Effective People
mm-hmm.
talks about an experience where he's riding in the subway and it's kind of early morning and people are quiet and contemplative and at peace, and a man gets on the car and with a couple of children, and they're immediately noisy and disruptive and disturbing everybody, and he remonstrates with the father, can't he keep his kids under control and so on. And the father says, well, I'm not quite sure what I should do. We just came from the hospital where my wife died. And I'm not sure whether I should let the kids kind of cut loose or be quiet or just what. And Covey's head spins around and he suddenly realizes that he had framed the situation one way. But if he had a frame of what's most important for these kids to deal with this thing, then the whole situation is radically changed.
Mm-hmm.
And so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just the idea being that what meaning we ascribe to a situation materially affects how we feel about it, and that conflicts that we get into often have to do with how we each of us are framing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, so we have to discover the other person's frame. We have to be open to asking them where they're coming from.
Or not always, how about this, James, not always assume the worst. In other words, you're walking down the trail, and it's a lot of people are walking back and forth on a trail, and you're walking down a trail and you smile at everyone, and you come up on a person and you smile at them and say, hi, how are you? And they just go by you and they have a sour look on their face. You can frame that in a couple of different ways. You can take it personally and be a little bit miffed about it and then start making all the judgments about that person. Or you can maybe stop for a moment and consider you have no idea what is happening in that person's life, that they would be sour, unresponsive. You don't have any idea. And if you can just live in that mystery, you don't go to all that judgment and criticism. And I'm going to have you pick up on this one when we come back, because we're going to run off to a quick break and we will be right back.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing.
cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation. And it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Conscious Talk, where love is the answer, no matter the question.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference. Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
Tell your friends about Alternative Talk 1150.
And welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and if you just tuned in, ConsciousTalk.net is our website. You can find out about all our guests. You can find out what we've been up to. Join with us on Facebook and find out what's going on. And don't forget to check out about the event section if you are in the Seattle area. I'm Rob Spear.
And I'm Brenda Michaels, and we're here with James Creighton talking about Loving Through Your Differences, his new book. And I sort of proposed this to James in the last segment, and if you're just joining us, what I was saying to him was, if you're on a trail where people are walking back and forth and you're passing people, they're smiling, you're saying, how are you today, or have a nice day, and they respond, and then you come upon a person who's got a sour look on their face, you say something to them, they don't respond. You really do have a choice there, Jim, how to frame that. Because we have, you know, one of the things we don't do is take a moment to consider, we do not know what is happening in that person's life that would make them non-responsive and maybe a little glower.
Well, and it's our expectations, and internally
yes.
We have expectations about other people, and we make up stories. So how do we reframe or reprogram that?
Well, there are even cultural factors, because saying hi to everybody on the trail is acceptable and normal in some cultures, and would be considered intrusive and interfering in other cultures and so on. Actually, one of the things I remember where I really kind of began to get this, when we first got married, we had teenage kids in the house. We'd each been married before. And what would happen is we'd have a time set. You know, they're supposed to be back at 12, and it's now almost 1 o'clock. And this is before cell phones, so we couldn't expect them to phone in. And I would see myself running all kinds of interpretations. One interpretation was that they were in an accident and something horrible had happened.
Mm-hmm.
Another one was that they were defying authority. And another one was just they were with friends and forgot to watch time. I noticed I had a different feeling with each of those frames.
Mm-hmm.
I could be terribly worried. I could be upset and angry. I could be bemused. I don't know what else I would do. But the point was, my feeling was clearly a function of my understanding of the event. Since I didn't understand it, I kept trying out different meanings that we could around. And so it became very clear to me that my feelings were not just resulting from what's going on outside, but how I interpreted what was going on outside.
And that's a huge thing to recognize, that, you know, your interpretation is from your perspective of it, what you think about it, which we say here, thoughts are electrical and emotions are magnetic. So the electricity runs through the body with the thought one way and recruits a feeling and emotion. And then you think something else and it runs through the body and recruits something else. And, you know, and the only one that was making you feel more at peace was that they had just forgotten their time. The other ones are upsetting us. And my question here, James, is should we consider how our thoughts make us feel before we go, you know, dumping it all on somebody else?
Well, yes, that's implicit in all of this, is that you are in touch with your feelings enough to know what's going on. And that's not always easy to do. As I said before, there have been times when I'm very upset about something, and only after I start expressing myself do I really understand what the feeling was, and so on. But yes, this path involves being conscious about your feelings. Well, we talked earlier about sending feelings instead of sending judgment. One of the advantages of sending feelings is that you start looking for them. you get clearer on what your feelings are, and so you become a more conscious person.
Yes.
Yeah, and you get to see what lands and what doesn't land. But, you know, part of your subtitle was Building Strong Relationships from Separate Realities. And what we're talking about is that awareness that we do create our own reality. We're creating our reality. It's funny how we don't look at that often.
Yeah, we often project that onto everyone else.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a great deal of what the point of worrying about whether it's our problem versus mine and yours and so forth and so on. If it's our problem, that sets up a different frame. And we interpret whatever they say and so forth within a frame of, it's a joint endeavor that we're trying to solve the problem.
Yeah. Well, Brenda and I have been together for a little over 20 years.
22 years.
Yeah. So, okay. Well, so thank God I'm right, you know.
You said a little over 20 years, and we've actually been together a little over 22 years.
Yeah. Well,
now.
So see, that's that kind of, it's like, does that matter?
Really.
So.
Yeah. And one of the things I wanted to bring up too, James, is what if you have a couple and you say, the wife says to the husband, okay, we've got a problem here. And the husband whips around and goes, I don't have a problem. What problem? You're the one with the problem.
Yeah.
It's not a we, it's you. Then what do you do?
Okay. Well, in fact, up in your country, you have John Gottman there at University of Washington has done a lot of research. One of the things he's found is that some people tend to be pursuers. That is, they get rid of their anxiousness or fear or whatever by sharing instantly and wanting God to talk about it right now. And others are distancers who want to kind of get away from it and feel into it, think about it, and so forth. And my wife and I, she was the pursuer and I was the distancer.
Men are great distancers.
Well, so you find yourself turning your cell phone off and she calls it, it can't wait for you to get home to tell you something, but calls you in the middle of traffic, right?
Yes. So,
well, we found we had to set some rules.
Boundaries?
Because a lot of the fight was about, do I deal with everything on her time or she deal with everything in my time? So there's a control issue there. And what we I think the way we set the rule is we had to talk about it, but it could be any time in the next 24 hours. And what we usually do is say, okay, we'll talk about it after dinner. And the funny thing I would find is the minute we agreed on when we were going to do it, I would probably say, oh, the heck with it, let's talk about it now.
Yeah, right.
Once the control issue was taken care of.
Right.
had settled it by an agreement, so we weren't struggling over who was going to win. Then I personally would rather be relieved to get it over with.
Isn't it amazing how we are?
Yeah, well, and then of course that you can, you know, from her point of view is you're controlling because you won't talk to her on her time, and from your point of view is she's controlling because
she's demanding
She demands that whenever she's
ready,
you know,
you got to talk about it.
You got to talk about it. Yeah. So that's why you have to.
Pursuers steps forward to relieve his or her anxiety.
Right.
The distancer backs up.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that causes the pursuer to be anxious again, and they step forward and back up and so on.
Yeah.
I've seen this with physical distance, with people who move in a little closer than is acceptable in our culture. Mm-hmm. I've actually seen people back people under a staircase one time, moving forward a few inches every time they talk. You know, pursuers and distances are much the same.
Yeah, well, it's a good idea if you don't want someone to come in your house and they're standing at your door. Just move toward them and they have to back up until you can close the door on them and just go away.
yeah. We find garlic works.
Yeah.
So yeah. That's, you know,
Eat a lot of garlic. Yeah. Fresh garlic,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're being funny here, but we have to be somewhat lighthearted, James, because this is life and this is how we do interact. And your book really explains things so clearly and practically and gives everybody more tools. Folks, you notice I'm saying tools. There are tools in this book that you can use truly improve your relationship.
Right, and it's always about awareness, and that's what we've been talking about on this show for 18 years, to become more aware of who you are and then how you interact with others in your world. Well, the book is Loving Through Your Differences, Building Strong Relationships from Separate Realities by Dr. James L. Creighton. You can find out more about Jim by going to jamesl.creighton.com.
And folks, again, great book, great tools for your tool chest. Thank you so much, James, for joining us today and for writing such a great book. Really appreciate it. And folks, thank you. As always, have a beautiful day. We'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
If you're on a journey from head to heart, then you're listening to Conscious Talk.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.